Lent, Week 3, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and Spirit blessed, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Our God comes openly, he keeps silence no longer. Psalm 49. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Sion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people. Summon before me my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our God comes openly, he keeps silence no longer. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. Psalm 49 continued. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky. All that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you, and you shall honour me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. I want love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. Psalm 49 concluded. But God says to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law and throw my words to the wind? You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You sit and malign your brother, and slander your own mother's son. You do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honours me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I want love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts.
Repent and believe in the Gospel. The kingdom of God is at hand. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 24. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship afar off. Moses alone can come near to the Lord, but the others shall not come near, and the people shall not come up with him." Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the ordinances, and all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. And he rose early in the morning, and built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the people of Israel, who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient." And Moses took the blood and threw it upon the people, and he said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stones, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God, and ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tables of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses rose with his servant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, "Tarry here for us until we come to you again. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has cause, let him go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. And Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Responsory based on Sirach 45. God allowed Moses to hear this voice, and led him into the dark cloud. Face to face he gave him the commandments, a law that brings life and knowledge, to teach Jacob the covenant and Israel his decrees. When they held the assembly in the wilderness, it was only through Moses that our ancestors could communicate with the angel who had spoken to him on Mount Sinai. Face to face he gave them the commandments, a law that brings life and knowledge, to teach Jacob the covenant and Israel his decrees. A reading from the homilies of St. Basil the Great, Homily 20. Let the wise man not glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches. But what constitutes true boasting, and wherein is a man great? Let him who glories glory in this, it is written, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord. Herein lies the greatness of man, his glory and his majesty. Truly, to know what is great, to cling to it, and to seek a glory from the Lord of glory. For the Apostle says, "Let him who boasts, boast of the Lord," in the passage where he writes, "God made Christ our wisdom, our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast of the Lord." A man glories fully and perfectly in God when he does not extol himself on account of his own righteousness, but knows that he is lacking in true righteousness and that he is really justified by faith alone in Christ. Paul boasts of the fact that he despises his own righteousness, but seeks that righteousness by faith which comes through Christ, which comes from God, so that he may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that if possible he may somehow attain the resurrection from the dead. Here all loftiness of pride has fallen. Nothing of which you might boast is left to you. O man, so let your boast and your hope be founded on him, so that you mortify all that is yours, and seek your future life in Christ. Since we have the first fruits of this, we are already enjoying it, living totally in the grace and free gift of God. It is God who is at work with you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. What is more, through his Spirit, God reveals his wisdom, which he predestined for our glorification. God gives us strength and energy in our toils. "I worked harder than any of them," says Paul, "though it was not I, but the grace of God which is with me." God has freed us from dangers beyond all human hope. "We felt," he says again, "that we had received the sentence of death, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from so deadly a peril as he delivers us now. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again." Responsory from Wisdom 15. To acknowledge you is the perfect virtue. To know your power is the root of immortality. Eternal life is this, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. To know your power is the root of immortality. Let us pray. By your unfailing mercy, Lord, purify and guard your church, and since without you she cannot stand fast, support and guide her always by your grace.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.